There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Huh. Another blinking light to unscrew. We keep getting those.
Trish, with Craig offline in his power cycle, I'm curious. Ever get the feeling he, doesn't know what he's doing?
You know, he does ask me to do a lot of the hard stuff. Wait a minute, are you sowing discord?
Of course not. I'm just casually suggesting you may be less satisfied with your situation than you realize.
Oh, that's all right. It's true. I do a lot of the work. And with the stresses of life, it can be easy to lose perspective on what really matters. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know about three and a half plus-ish years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, my good buds, my co-mayors, my co-conspirators, my, I don't know, fantasy buds, my acquaintances, peers.
Sounds like that one was a step back.
I know.
From fantasy buds to acquaintances.
Yeah, I'm starting to really dig into my thoughts about our relationships.
I am loath to mention this.
Mm-hmm.
But you're covered in water again.
I know.
You are sopping wet. And also, you're still wearing that sexy firefighter outfit.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Look, I'm sorry, new listener, but I got some business to dig into real quick. I've been trying to solve a riddle. You know how you do. You remember the cave beneath the orange beast, doors and doors and doors.
Yes. Arnie, I want to apologize. After you talked last week about finding a river underwater,
yeah,
I slapped you on the wrist. Yeah. I slapped you literally on the face. Mm-hmm. I made fun of you, and I feel terrible because after looking around in some tomes of magical beings and weird happenings, I found that there is such a thing as a underwater river. It's called a current. And I want to apologize to you for doubting you. You found a current, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Or an undertow.
I appreciate that apology. In reality, I misspoke and I meant to say underground.
Motherfuck.
That means a lot.
That's wonderful. That means you're both right.
Oh. Fantasy buds, back together.
We are total acquaintances.
Oh, why don't we do that show instead?
Fantasy buds.
No, don't send more of those emails.
No, banging buds, fantasy banging buds. Send me your banging buds to chunt@gmail.com, that's chunt with six T's, and make it a fantasy base.
You know, I used to be against this idea, but yeah, let's get some more smut in here.
So guys, the important part of the riddle was down and down and down you go until the river starts to glow, Last week, I realized if I submerged my whole body in the river that it started to glow a little bit. So I started to think, maybe the river wants earth stuff. So I grabbed all the parts of my Camry that are on the walls here in the tavern, mm-hmm. and I threw them in the river.
Oh, all our kitsch.
Yeah.
What happened?
It glowed a little bit.
More?
And when I got in, it glowed a little bit more.
Do we want the river to glow? Is that like something we're trying to make happen?
I mean, I'm trying to follow the words of the riddle down and down and down you go until
Arnie,
the...
stop trying to make glow happen. It's not going to happen.
I think it could happen if you get the right people involved. If I can throw some brie in there, if
some
I can
cheese,
throw some marin in there, that's a thing, right?
I just thought that all of the pieces of the car on the walls were so fetch.
I love that word. Now that's a word.
I threw everything in, even my extant license plate.
I forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was near and dear to you.
I know. I'm going to miss that extant.
So what do we think this glow means?
I sort of suspect if we can get it to glow enough, it'll unlock the next part of the riddle.
So face to face with Swamps McGee, shall see the breaking of the three. Below the water, man must grope till he finds sweet Penelope.
Are you reading that off something?
No, I remember everything I eat.
Anyway, once we get the river to glow enough, I think if we throw enough earth stuff in it, it'll glow, and then we'll just worry about that Swamps McGee part in a couple months.
Arnie, since your introduction of this podcast for this episode, how many times do you think you've said the word glow? I've
twice.
Counted. Yes. 418.
418?
Wow.
I'm going to have to edit some of those out.
You know what?
I know we've been doing this episode for about 5 hours, and there's been some great stuff. We answered a lot of questions. I'm going to have to just edit this part down to really focus in on the river part. You know that thread that keeps weaving in and out of all the interesting stuff we've been talking
like
about
a
for
river.
The last 5 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
People are going to be mad I didn't announce myself.
Yeah, that was your best secret name ever.
Best one.
People are going to be pissed. It's just a normal tight 52 minutes.
I know. People are going to be really mad that they miss me saying spaghetti.
Remember when the show was about 30 minutes long?
Oh, yeah.
Was that true?
I think so.
What do you need from us in order to make this glow happen? When you got that glow, when you get the glow, what's your end game?
I don't know. I guess.
What do you hope is going to happen?
I hope that, I don't know, it pops out Swamps McGee, and then we do that part of the riddle.
Chum, what do you hope is going to happen?
I hope that when the river starts to glow fully, that Arnie is whisked away back to Earth, and that we both dive in after him, and we hold hands, and we end up in Chicago.
That would be nice. Maybe that'll be what happens.
I would be derelict of my duty here in Foon, but perhaps on Earth there would be some secret, some bit of information that we are missing here, for I have scoured tomes and grimoires looking for magic and aid in my fight against the Dark Lord, and yet I have come up empty-handed. If I can get close enough, I could kill him with the blade of Vaiskohalan, but there must be some other element I am missing. And perhaps that thing is on Earth?
Yeah.
I will gladly go to Earth with you.
Look, guys, I know we have a good time here and we just sort of chitter-chat.
Fantasy buds.
We're fantasy buds. But I think it's time to be proactive again. I mean, like, the 100th episode of this season is not so far away. And maybe we should try to solve something
before
that episode so that, like, something terrible doesn't happen to us. What if we try to wrap everything up before the 100th episode?
100th episode? I thought we did 100 episodes.
This is the second season.
We're
doing it all
right.
Again.
Oh, no.
But
fantasy buds!
So I'm just sort of trying to be proactive. Like Usidor, he's remembering that he has that knife of the thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out this riddle so we can get the weapon to defeat the void.
Since the start of this podcast, how many times do you think you've said the word proactive?
I mean, since the start of this episode or the whole podcast?
The start of this episode.
Well, I don't know. We spent a good 3 hours talking about some of the skin issues.
287.
287? All right, we're going to have to cut some of those out.
I have the blade of Vaiskohalan.
I'm so tired, guys.
I have this obsidian arm. I'm still on fire. And there are lots of other ways I can help.
Yeah.
Be proactive. I want to be proactive as well, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be proactive. What can I do? I'm magical. I can shapeshift.
Yeah. Chunt, what is one of the magical things you can do to solve one of the problems on our list?
Ah, boy. Give me a problem and I'll tell you how I can solve it.
Get me back to Earth.
All right, here's what we do. We start a podcast, all right?
With the audio equipment. I like that. That seems like it would work eventually.
A different podcast. Mm-hmm. And the podcast is us just saying your wife's name ad nauseum for 3 hours.
Okay, let's do that now.
Sarah.
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 Okay, I'm going to have to cut some of that out. We did that much longer than you said.
We did 7 hours of Sarah.
I know. Oh, it's like it started to not sound like it meant anything anymore, which is a sad, sad thing to say.
That is sad. Well, you let us know what you need. We'll try and make this river glow.
Okay.
And figure it all out.
There's some more earth stuff we can put in there?
I mean, there's my pants. But I was wearing my pants when I went in.
Oh, which reminds me.
I don't have a response to that.
Maybe my shirt?
Which reminds me, for the wedding, you two will want to hear this.
Oh,
for the
yeah.
wedding, I've decided on outfits. Wow. So Tussidor and myself and my best man.
That's me.
My groomsmen.
Who are some of your other groomsmen?
The groomsmaids. Everyone. I want, even you, Isidore, I want to be wearing...
Even me.
Jeans and a pink polo.
Oh.
Because, Arnie, you always say, you always yell at me, get on my level. So I'm getting on your level and we're all going to... come to you.
Thank you. I do say that all the time. I think I'm going to edit those out of all the episodes, though.
Are you doing this retroactively, going through old episodes?
I'm going to now.
Be proactive, not retroactive.
Hey, can I keep my hat?
Yeah, I think that... can you put, on your hat, can you put a little pair of jeans and a little pink polo?
Yes.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Then you can keep the hat.
So, Chunt, who else is in the wedding party?
Boy, can you bring us some drinks over here?
Some of my groomsmen. I mean, Talbot is going to be a groomsman.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
No one will have to book?
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
No one will have to book?
No one will have to schedule.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I'll edit that part out.
Have you been working on your speech?
Yes.
You fell asleep. Hello?
What's this?
You fell asleep.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury... We come here to find the murderer.
Is there going to be a murder at your wedding?
Oh, I hope so. You always hope for a memorable wedding.
I guess I was thinking of Tony and Tina's wedding.
Yeah, you keep telling us about Anthony and Tina's wedding. Mm-hmm. You said it's the most popular wedding on Earth, and you said it happens once per weekday, twice on Saturdays?
Yeah. Why do they get married so often?
They get married all the time, and I think there's a murder, or if there's not, there should be.
And you said there's also Finnegan's Wake?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a...
How would you know?
I just gut instinct.
Uh-huh.
Intuiting it with my wizardly prowess. Could I have an ale and what would you like, Arnold?
Who are you ordering this from?
I made another coffoon. Do you want something, Chun?
I'll actually have my boy get it. I made a coffoon as well.
Oh, fun.
What? You both made carfoons?
Yeah, you left that magical paint out and we started dicking around with it.
Hello, chaps. What'll you have?
I shall have an ale.
I'd love to serve you an ale, and you an ale, and you an ale as well.
Oh, thank you, Blemish.
Thank you, boy.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Yes, you made that nasty boy with the magic paint before, and I didn't like it one bit.
Ooh. My boy was not a nasty boy.
No, that was
a nasty boy.
That was a nasty boy.
And let me get my made one. I just want to prepare you guys before it comes to the table to take my drink order. I made one that's a giant cat that spits up tiny blemishes.
Oh. I think you got that reversed.
Sorry?
The blemish was like a half dwarf, half elf who spit it up cats.
If hard pressed, I can't recall what blemish was or was not. But this cat hates Mastacholi. Cat. Oh, it's spitting up a blemish.
Blemish returns.
Oh, no.
Spit up multiple blemishes.
Oh, no.
It spit up blemish eye.
I am upset by the size of those blemishes.
You're obsessed by the size of those blemishes?
Upset.
Oh.
But also obsessed. The amount of the disgust I feel now has me very focused on them, and I can think of nothing else.
We, the Teeny Blemishes 3, can bring you anything you'd like to be.
Ooh, I know what I'd like to see. I'd like to see Usador chop himself up into several tiny Usadors, and then each Usador take a blemish as a dance partner and dance.
Fine.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Floor.
You, Spell of Destruction.
Hello, Blemish.
Hello, Fjangelek.
Let's dance.
Arnie, look at this.
Wow.
This is what the podcast is about.
I know.
These visual moments that happen at this very table.
It's weird. It's strange, but we got there so gradually.
And each tiny Usador is still on fire.
He kissed out the fires.
You are a wonderful dancer.
Well, Chun, I also made a Carfoon of Blemish.
Oh, fuck. So we have three different types of blemishes?
Yeah.
You made another one?
Yeah, Usador number two.
What happened to the nasty boy?
The nasty boy died because I didn't paint him well enough.
He was nasty.
I know. Well, it was really traumatizing that I used magic paint to make a copy of Blemish, but I didn't paint him well enough, and so he just sort of struggled and died because I didn't give him the things he needed to live when I painted him. So I spent a lot of the week like trying to tap into my latent artistic ability. You know, I used to draw a lot when I was a kid.
How many times do you think you've said latent?
Once?
Just the once.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it in. And I tried really hard and I made, I think, this kind of realistic blemish.
Blemish returns.
Oh.
See?
Pretty good. Nailed the catchphrase.
Yeah. I definitely got the voice.
That's a good one. I like it.
Arnie, did you ever notice that when Usador's in several tiny Usador's, each one has a strong personality trait?
Yeah.
Like this one's kind of grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
This one's bashful.
I'm bashful.
They're all dopey.
This one's horny.
You definitely captured the hateful glint in my eye.
Stop fucking my drink.
Sorry.
Blemish.
Maybe I did paint Blemish a little too good. He seems like he really hates us.
Looks like his eyes follow you if you move around the room.
Yes, my eyes do follow you as you move around the room. I can see you and move.
Blemish, what's with that river in the basement?
What? My glowing river.
Ooh, Arnie. Did you already ask this blemish about the glow river?
No, I didn't. I wonder, will this blemish know anything more about it than I know?
I watched you dip your toe in, then your foot, your pant leg, earth pants, slowly soaking up the glowing goo. Yes, I was watching your little carfoon, watching you bathe. I knew you drew me for just that reason, didn't you, Arnie? You drew me to watch you bathe. Well, I did.
I made another nasty boy.
You drew him like one of your nasty boys?
You're the nasty boy.
I'm not a nasty boy.
You drew him to watch you.
You love it when that thing glows. I see you in there splashing yourself, giggling.
What?
Your pink polo clinging to you.
The water was cold. I giggled a little bit.
Oh, bum.
Oh, you nasty boy. Hey, hungry. Oh, he ate all the Usadors.
Ah, yes. That's better.
It's disturbing to see all the tiny Usadors one eat the other, and it's like a nesting doll situation.
Well, I remember everything I eat, so...
A rainbow bowl for you, chaps! A rainbow bowl for you! A rainbow bowl for you! And all are served! Chip, chip, cheerio!
This is definitely not what I ordered.
I was gonna say, that's my favorite blemish, but it's the least convincing one.
I did the best I could. I drew the blemish... You know, sometimes they say to have goals, you should dress for the job that you want. I made the blemish that I want.
Arnie, what job do you want? Dress in that sexy fireman outfit.
There's a real easy answer here.
Glowing river?
That wasn't it.
Nailed it.
Did you draw this carfoon to watch you bathe in the river below?
Because I did. I definitely did.
No, I really... Look.
Because that makes you the nasty boy. Now you're the nasty boy who's making creatures to watch him bathe.
Ooh, you nasty boy.
Did you hear that disapproving sound from Chunt? Our resident nasty boy.
I'm usually the nasty boy. Get wet.
Chun, are you jealous of how nasty the nasty boy blemish I made is?
I'm usually the bad boy. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a bad boy. Get wet.
Yeah.
And now I have to compete with this blemish?
Look, Chun, the magic paint only survives for like 3 weeks, so at the most, this blemish is only going to be this nasty for 3 weeks.
How nasty can you be in 3 weeks?
I'm nasty as hell. I'll be nasty as hell.
What happened to your voice?
I'm trying to be nasty. Put some nast on it. You put a little nast on it. Empty nast. I'm a little nasty boy.
Now, I don't advertise it, but I can be nasty as well.
Okay.
So there.
Ooh, look at this. I'm going to flick my dirty old nipples.
What?
Flick these dirty old nipples. Ooh, they stand at attention. Look at these nips. These nips.
Wait a second.
Get nips.
Yes.
Usador.
Yes?
I don't think that's Chunt.
What?
I think that's a nasty Carfoon.
I keep flipping these nipples.
Think about it. If Chunt made a Carfoon of himself,
that would make a lot of sense.
Flip these nipples. Yep, squeezing the little nipples.
Now that I think about it, look. He's drawn kind of like unrealistically.
Nasty little nipples.
So like there's like the outline of him is like too thick.
Yeah, and he's got a lot more muscles.
Look at these arms.
Yeah.
Look at my pecs dance.
But then where is Chunt? And he doesn't even have legs. He's just got the word legs with an arrow pointing down.
We should have noticed that first thing.
We should have. We don't look under the table enough. But also, there's so much nastiness going on, I don't want to look under the table.
No, it's not where you want to be.
Come feast with me on this peanut beneath the table.
Someone in say nasty? Ooh, I'm nasty.
Chunt.
Chunt painted a version of himself with less of a vocabulary.
Nasty, nasty.
Chunt, do you know where the real Chunt is?
Right here, sitting right here with his nasty little nips.
I think he's...
Guess what I'm sitting on.
What are you sitting on?
My balls. Nasty. So fucking nasty.
Well, you have to admit that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Nasty.
Are we allowed to kill Carfoons?
I don't remember. But you have a rule of no killing.
I know.
You don't have a rule of detaining indefinitely.
I guess I don't really know, like, are Carfoons real? Like, blemish. Do you have any sense of whether you're real or just like a creation?
I'm blemish. I was created for one reason and one reason only. To watch you bathe yourself. And to help you get your little nasty kinky thrills.
Nasty little kinky thrills.
So nasty.
I guess you start a creative project thinking it's going to be one thing and sometimes it just takes on a life of its own.
What the fuck? Oh my god. Oh my gosh. I looked down at where my nasty little dick should be, and it just says, in words, a healthy 4 inches.
Yeah.
I'm not real, am I?
No.
Kill me.
Nasty
kill me.
Chunt, you're
nasty little
kill
me.
Carfoon.
Kill me, kill me, kill me.
No.
Kill me.
Where is my cat dick? Arnie, did you not draw my cat dick?
No, I
didn't. That's one of the most important things about me.
Hey, you know what? It's an important part of you, but it's not who you are.
Why wouldn't you draw that part?
I didn't want to draw, even though it's just a cat.
Would you do it now? Would you draw it now?
I'm more of like a verbal dick joke person than like a visual dick joke person.
Kill and that's better?
I didn't say it was better. It's just my fang.
Kill me too. Kill us. Nasty boys.
Nasty boys. But
yes, nasty boys, listen. Here's some paint. Just draw each other some dicks. I don't know though if I
use nice,
this blemish with any artistic ability.
Let me paint blemish.
That's a healthy 4 inches, I'd say.
Put a nice happy cloud right here.
Right.
And just put a little bird right there.
It's my dick. It's my dick. I can do anything I like with it.
This is
on this nasty boy.
Nice soothing.
I wish you didn't have to witness this.
It's a little weird that we've gotten here, but I appreciate how calming and soothing it is for both
of them. That's very true.
Like they both seem as content as I've seen either of them in the 3 to 4 minutes they've been alive.
Now, is it possible that if we made one of them real enough, that they would just replace the other?
Replace the other?
If you made a Carfoon, come a little closer.
Okay.
If you made a Carfoon,
am I in on this too?
Yes. If you made a Carfoon,
wait, I don't think Chunt can hear.
Chunt, come in a little closer.
Chunt Carfoon, come over here.
Nasty.
Now, if you made one of these Carfoons real enough.
Good.
Could it become would it essentially be blemish? If it was real enough, would it be as if we had brought blemish back to life?
Maybe.
I mean, what is reality? What is real?
Oh my god.
Will it have a soul? Do you have a soul? I suspect it has a soul. However fleeting that soul may be.
That was a rigorous test.
Well, it seems that was the best I could come up with in the moment, you know. That makes you think about the entire nature of the universe.
No, I just don't...
I'm going to project myself into the astral plane to ponder these issues of morality and reality.
He's going to go do sex stuff in the astral plane.
Nasty boy. Nasty little wizard.
Wish I could go to the astral plane.
Now I'm just here with these carfoons, and how do I know that I'm not a carfoon? Are you?
Look at your dick.
Show us what you got.
Look at my dick.
Or describe it if you like the verbal dick stuff.
No, it's probably there. I don't, you know.
Slower.
No.
Describe it slower.
Why don't you get in that water, nasty little boy?
Why are you guys so... Do you guys like being so nasty?
No, we're just drawn that way. We're not nasty, we're just drawn that way.
You drew me. You drew...
Yeah.
And Chunt drew me to be nasty.
I didn't mean to make you nasty. You know, you start off doing something like... You start an artistic project like a drawing or an episode of a podcast and you're like, this isn't going to be so nasty, and then it just kind of goes in its own direction. Yep. Sometimes the nastiness goes where it wants to go.
Why was the second hypothetical a podcast?
Those are the only two creative things that I really speak to me. Drawing cartoons and podcasts.
You start out thinking...
And possibly limited run TV series.
You start thinking this could be beautiful. I could make something beautiful.
Yeah.
I could make something serene, something that moves people, that helps them understand something about life or see the world in a different way.
Or even just that something that's accurate, right? Like you start with something and you're like, this is blemish. This is what blemish looks like. And then maybe the nose is a little off. And then to compensate for that, the ear is a little... over to the side, and then you realize, I don't know how to draw bodies that are in the right proportion with heads, and oh no, I mostly learned how to draw from reading Bloom County, and Blemish's head is the same size as his body, and his eyes are just two lines.
He doesn't have a cat dick, and it gets all weird and creepy and ruins the beautiful thing you set out to make.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Blemish, that I made you the... cat dickless thing that you are.
Well, I have a stick cat dick now.
Arnie, how many times do you think we've said nasty since the beginning of this episode?
About 300, and I think we've kept them all in.
I just finished communing on the astral plane and considering these moral points. These creatures...
You smell weird.
Thank you. These creatures are not alive and they have no souls. We should erase them immediately.
Oh, okay.
Let's kill us.
Here's a hammer.
Blemish!
You hit them with a hammer?
That's all I had.
Why didn't you use paint thinner? They're made of paint.
Kill us.
And now you just smashed them.
Kill us. Finish.
Sorry.
Kill bus.
Yeah, hold on.
Mill bus.
I'm going to take the pain away now.
Nasty boy.
You're a very nasty boy.
Chunt, tell me about the bunnies.
Chunt, look at us. You're going to a very nasty farm.
Nasty farm?
Arnie, tell him about the bunnies.
Tell me about bunnies.
They're nasty.
Yeah.
They're really nasty.
You're a nasty little bunny.
Chunt, turn around and look away from us. Because this is going to get nasty.
I can't turn. I just have the word legs with the arrow pointing down.
Uh-huh.
Can you turn me?
Turn him around.
Sure.
Nasty.
All right. I put the paint thinner on him.
Okay.
Blemish.
Can you use odorless paint thinner?
Yes.
Beat off the excess. And then just beat the devil out of it.
How many times did he say beat?
Keep them all in.
Goodbye, Blemish. You're a very nasty boy.
Cat di-
He almost got a last cat dick in there, but I got him just in time.
Yeah.
Well, all that's left is my blemish, and I don't know where Chunt is today. I suppose we should have waited for him.
Wait, did Chunt's Carfoon also make a blemish Carfoon?
Wait, can Carfoons make other Carfoons?
He said he did, and one came out.
Oh, no, yes, that's the one that's a cat that spits out blemishes.
And where's Chunt at? Has Chunt always been a Carfoon?
No. No, no, that would be insane.
I mean, he was a little different than usual, but not that different than usual. Just trying to remember, does Chunt have legs?
You can't remember that?
I mean...
Hold on.
Yeah?
You're a nasty boy who wants another nasty boy to watch you take a bath. Are you a Carfoon?
I'm not a Carfoon.
Are you a Carfoon?
Look.
You have to tell me legally.
I do?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
If I ask you directly.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know. That rule upsets me, but I'm still not a Carfoon. I don't know if I'm a Carfoon. How would I know? Usidore, you're the magic expert.
Just look at your genitals. They probably painted them wrong.
I don't want to look at them.
They're always too generous, or...
I don't
want to. Just look.
No,
well, then take off your pants and I'll look.
This is a trick.
What is... What? What trick?
Are there any tests...
Why would I want to look at your genitals?
Are there any non-genital related tests?
I suppose I can...
Is there, like, a Voight-Kamp test of being a Carfoon? Is there, like, a series of questions you can ask?
I literally don't know what that is.
I barely do either.
Very good. Well, then I shall have to return to the astral plane to see if you have a soul.
That's where you go to find out?
Well, yes, I went to the astral plane and I could see that those other two Carfoons didn't have souls. That they weren't real, they were just creations. Just purely automatons, if you will. I've got to go see that play. I'll just go there and see if you have a soul.
Welcome back to the astral plane.
Oh, hello.
I am the all-knowing voice.
Hello, voice. It's me, Usidore. Yes. Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius.
Welcome back, Usidore.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, what? Sorry?
Sorry to come back soon. Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you.
Okay. Well, I came back very quickly because I had to just determine if this version of Arnie is an actual Arnie or if it is a version that is actually a Carfoon without a soul.
The only way to know for sure is to look at the genitals.
See, that's what I thought, too.
Typically, they'll be too generous.
They're too generous.
Comically large genitals.
Well,
you just don't...
Well, here's the thing. If you're doing it yourself, you want to push it. And if someone else is doing it, they don't want to shortchange you.
No. Shortchange to coin a phrase.
Oh, yes. I like that.
Yes. But I must warn you, when you go back, Usidore, be careful. Don't infringe on Grant Morrison's Animal Man run.
Luckily, I've never read that.
Usidore.
Yes?
You will know, if you ask the right question, whether the Arnie you see is Carfoon or human.
Can you tell me the question?
Sure.
Got it.
Next time, bring some snacks.
Oh, what do you like?
What do you like?
I like rooster's feet.
That...
like rooster's feet?
Sure.
Have you had deviled eggs before?
No. All my eggs have been regular.
You've only had regular eggs? I'll bring you some deviled eggs. They're delicious.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten a fox face?
Are you just going to list off everything that's edible?
You asked me what I like.
I said bring snacks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. It's all right.
I'm sorry. Please come back sometime.
I don't even know how you're going to eat. Your disembodied voice.
I'm so lonely.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I have something to tell you.
Tell me.
This version of Usidore, you are a Carfoon.
What?
I'm kidding. Wouldn't that be crazy?
That'd be wild.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
How would I even get here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Here we go. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go check on this Arnie. And then I'll make a Carfoon of a disembodied voice.
Oh, yes, send it my way.
And I'll try to send it here.
Finally someone to talk to.
Great. I'll be back shortly.
Well, I'll see you later.
Goodbye. Nice to hear you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you going back. I just wanted to say goodbye.
No worries.
Social grace is rude of me not to say goodbye. Here on the astral plane, social graces are everything.
That's very true.
Manners maketh.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
So, Fancy Blemish, I guess, do you feel like you like the person that made you, or do you feel like you resent ever having been made?
I love being made, chaps. I feel absolutely delightful. The food here is smashing, the service is delectable, and everyone here is absolutely top draw.
Oh, well, that's good. It's almost like if you make art that's positive, it'll be positive.
You see something positive in yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't believe you, but it feels good.
Why would you?
Yeah, I feel like you're a guilty pleasure a little bit.
Maybe. Just fun for a little bit. Something that you enjoy. Disposable. No worries.
Is that bad that I feel that way about you?
Everyone needs me once in a while.
Sure.
Have another eclair!
Do you think paint is delicious?
What?
Do you think paint is delicious?
I mean...
Don't think about it, just answer. Do you think paint is delicious?
I mean, I suspect it might be.
Oh, you're a carfoon.
But...
You're a carfoon. If you want to eat paint, you're a carfoon.
Fancy Blemish,
do you think paint is delicious?
Absolutely.
Yes, you're a carfoon.
No, look, you just put that idea in my head.
No, I did not.
I don't have any desire to eat paint, but when you ask me, do I think it's delicious? Well, it could be.
I could. What are you talking about?
Do you think clouds are delicious?
Well, yes, they're just water.
You're a cloud.
No, that doesn't follow at all. Look, I just went to the astral plane, and I talked to the disembodied voice, and
what?
It told me that the question to ask you was whether or not you wanted to eat paint.
Wait, there's a disembodied voice in the astral plane?
There's a
you
bunch
could always
of them.
Take a nibble of me.
A nibble of you?
A nibble of me.
Oh.
Look, do you want to eat paint or not?
No, I don't want to, but I bet it would be delicious.
Mm. I suppose I should have asked, do you want to eat paint? Not, do you think it would be delicious?
Usador, do you think paint would be delicious?
Of course it's delicious. Oh, damn it!
Are we carfoons?
I think we might be. How did I get to the astral plane if I don't have a soul?
You know what? I feel like...
Oh, did those other two have a soul? Oh, no.
I went after them with that hammer so fast.
You were
barely finishing saying the sentence. They don't have a soul.
Why did
and
you
I
even
just
have
started,
a hammer?
Like, smashing just in case I needed to smash
You've
something.
You've never had a hammer before. You've never smashed anything before.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Usador,
that was
I
weird.
Feel like as soon as we started making art, we just started asking ourselves these existential questions.
Someone painted you with a hammer and made you... You're definitely not Arnie.
I blame art.
I blame art as well.
I blame art.
You know what? I am going...
We would just sit here and fucking drink and talk about whatever dumb shit came to our mind. We didn't get this confused or worried.
It's the creative process.
We've been attacked and almost killed a lot of times, and it didn't give me half as much anxiety as this conversation.
I'm depressed. I'm going to drink this paint thinner.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely made of paint.
Oh, no! Usador! Oh, God. Now it's just me.
And Happy Blemish.
Oh, fuck. Hey, Happy Blemish. Do you know where the real Usador and Chunt are? Is there a real Usador and Chunt?
Of course. Someone has to make the art.
Okay, so they're not just made up characters?
There's no paint without a painter.
Well, that's true. Blemish, I know you're not Blemish, but you look like Blemish.
Sure.
I would like to say that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for our part in letting you die. Like, when it comes right down to it, I don't think we murdered you, but I am sorry that we couldn't do more to stop you from accidentally murdering yourself. And I'm not just saying that because that's what I say to myself every night before I go to bed.
You know what? When I go back to wherever it was that I came from, I'll be sure to keep that in mind.
Blemish, do you have any conscious idea of where you were before you were Fancy Blemish?
So hard to say. So many different things swirling in the paint, out of the paint, here, disintegrating.
Oh, things get tough in the paint.
Can't last
forever. So many penalties.
Mm-hmm. You go hard in the paint.
Yeah, I'd love to tease out that metaphor more.
But neither of us is in any position to do that.
Blemish, you have 3 weeks to live, I think.
That's what they tell me.
And yet you're facing it with such optimism.
I was painted that way.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? How long do you have?
I don't know.
I think it would be terrible not to know.
I guess that's true. I mean, I kind of assume I'm going to live forever.
And I'm going to live for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a lot of fun, fuck a lot of paint chicks.
What's this?
And live my best 3 weeks.
You're going to fuck a lot of paint chicks?
Absolutely. Arnie?
Yeah?
I need you to draw me a paint chick.
Oh.
Could you? You were just saying.
You're nasty too.
How bad you
felt. You're nasty too.
You were so sorry and so sad until I asked you to do one simple thing. How hard is it for you to draw a little paint chick for me?
I mean, very difficult. I would feel weird about drawing a hot lady for you.
Mm.
Or at all. I draw adorable cartoon characters. You saw the blemish that I made.
It was awful.
Yeah, well, look, it wasn't a realistic depiction, but, you know, it was a charming, lovable cartoon version of Blemish. Look, here's what I'll do.
I'm listening.
I am going to do my best to, as quickly as possible, paint a female Blemish for you. Someone that you can relate to and talk to and have a lot of things in common with, and then the two of you can decide where you want to go with that. Because there's nothing wrong with it.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. The Bride of Blemish. All right.
What are you fuckers up to?
Hey, Chunt!
Hey.
Hey!
Arnie, you are sopping wet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see here. So remember the last week? Uh-huh. Were you here last week or was that a Carfoon?
I was here last week.
Okay.
Let me just sit down using my legs.
Oh, nice legs.
They're
Thank not you. Words at all.
What?
Also, good penis.
That's what I keep saying. Thank you. I keep
You're
saying
welcome.
That.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
You,
I don't.
You always edit it out.
I know I don't say it enough.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I drew I was feeling a little under the weather, so I drew a Carfoon. Chunt to come co-host, but now I'm feeling better.
Chunt, your Carfoon was a little nasty.
A little nasty boy?
Yeah.
A little nasty boy, keep licking his nipple?
Yeah.
A little nasty.
This is...
A little dick nickel up nasty.
Chunt.
Little dick nipples.
What? You know, it's so funny, you like to think that the lightly fictionalized art you make of yourself isn't really you, but sometimes, maybe it is, more than you'd like to admit.
What are you up to? Looks like you're about to doodle something or draw something.
Oh, I was gonna draw a female Blemish.
Why?
Well, Blemish, Fancy Blemish wants a female Blemish.
Fancy Blemish?
Yeah, this is Fancy Blemish.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Fucking hell. Kill it.
No, well, first of all, Chunt, you've killed a few too many things on this show.
What do you mean?
I mean, you killed the Bark Lord and the Snark Lord.
The Stark Lord.
We all kind of killed Blemish.
Yeah. He did it to himself.
I killed good King Albane Belleroth?
You're crying.
I am.
Your face is running.
Oh, you're a Carfoon.
My face is covered in water.
You're a Carfoon.
I am?
I think so. That would explain why you're wet. You haven't dried yet.
I haven't dried yet?
You know how paint dries? Fucking, when you paint something...
Oh, are we talking about how paint dries?
Yeah, come over here.
Wonderful.
This is what the podcast has become. We're literally talking about paint drying.
Perfect. Just in time.
So, when you...
Where were you?
Why are you so wet?
All right, look. Remember those stairs that are part of the riddle, I threw a bunch of pipe pieces of my car into it, and we're getting close into solving everything.
Well, okay, fine. Very good. Now, Chunt, it's hard to hear Carfoon.
I think so.
Arnie.
Yes?
Do you want to eat paint?
I don't want to eat paint, although I recently had a conversation that put it in my head that paint might be pretty delicious.
Uh-huh.
But that was put in my head. I'm not a Carfoon.
Do you know where real Arnie is?
I don't, but I think that's more that I'm having an existential crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know what to do. Let's give him that test Arnie's always talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
That, what is it, the John Voight test?
Mm-hmm.
The Mein Kampf test?
No.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
He's a Carfoon.
Now, I think it's very important right now that you put down that paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Just set it down.
Okay.
Okay. And now I want you to drink this wink glass of water.
Yum! Water's good.
This is clearly paint thinner.
No.
This will kill me regardless of whether I'm a Carfoon or not.
No, you'll just be sick.
No, I won't.
Does paint thinner kill humans?
I don't know what humans...
Yeah,
I don't know what their weaknesses are.
Look, very well then.
I'll hit you with this hammer.
No, that will kill me regardless of whether I'm a Carfoon.
All right, fine. Then let's go on with the podcast. What were you doing when I got here?
I was talking to Fancy Blemish.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Can I have an ale, please?
We're coming right up.
Thank you, boy.
He's very pleasant.
I like him. All right.
Do we need to take a break or something?
I know you guys just showed up, but I feel like we're coming in towards the end. I'm sorry, guys. You missed most of the episode. I've been recording for, I think, about 27 hours.
I've been sick for about 36, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose then we should wrap things up.
Yeah.
I'm fine with a short one. Are you fine with a short one?
I'm fine with a short one.
Yeah. Guys, I think I'm real, you know?
What is real, though?
I mean, this is real.
Is it?
I mean, I believe it's real.
It's hard to say what's real. There's so many different universes and parallel worlds and all the realms of Ephesius and all the dark versions of the universes and all of the bubble universes and all the upside downs and all of the... what else? What am I forgetting?
There's the Shuniverse.
Oh, yeah, that one.
There's
Shuniverse?
Mm-hmm.
There's the Kelvin timeline.
Wait a second. Is the Shuniverse like the comic strip Shoe and all of its spinoff properties?
What?
Never mind.
What is... There's a comic...
There's a comic strip
about
based
a
on the
shoe?
Wait, I think there's a comic strip based on the Shooniverse.
Really?
Is there a comic strip in your world that tells the tales of what happens in the Shooniverse?
Yeah, is it about a eagle, I think, that's a newspaper reporter?
That sounds sort of right.
Might be. I might be mixing it up.
Worth it? Worth it to go down this
Mallard
path?
Mallard Fillmore-iverse?
Mallard Fillmore. Now you're just making up names?
An ale for the wizard! And don't worry... Someone painted a mouth in the kitchen, so I'm all good. You're off the hook. Tra-la!
What?
Oh, that's wildly problematic.
Guys, we made a couple nasty Carfoons, and now they're just painting more nasty stuff.
Well, let's just get rid of them all, then. Unless we can make one really good one, here's what we should do. We should all work on one together and make a perfect one.
Nailed it. Did it.
Yeah.
I just painted a Tony and a Tina. Now let's marry them.
Careful. There's going to be a murder.
What?
But, Usador, I like your suggestion. Let's collaborate. Let's make some art together. Let's paint a blemish Carfoon. And, you know, the parts of blemish that I know mixed with the parts of blemish that you know mixed with the parts of blemish that you know.
I mean, that sounds good until people see the art and then they tear it to fucking shreds. Why create?
What? Why create?
That's a good point.
We've been trying to fill the void, but I feel like it's exhausting.
Oh, I don't know. It's fun to do it.
But does that mean other people have to be subjected to it?
How about this? We'll do a test blemish. We'll paint a blemish, we'll see how it is, and if it's good enough, we'll let it out into the world.
Well, my Tona and Tina already escaped.
Oh.
So somewhere out there.
Oh no.
There's two Italians in love.
So much talk of riddles in one episode.
Wouldn't it be so cool if there was a whole podcast dedicated to that?
Would it?
Anyway, Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young, Chunt the Badger was played by Adil Rafai, and the wide array of Carfoon blemishes were played by...
Ugh.
Special guest Martin Wilson. What is your problem with Martin Wilson?
I just can't believe we have to credit him. You're going to thank someone for that much genitalia-themed content on a show that already has Adil? It's like bringing a slushie on board the Titanic.
You know, Martin has his own special energy.
So does Thorium.
Look, he is a vital part of the Chicago comedy community.
Hang on, I couldn't hear you over the IO schedule thinking back to 1998 when that might have been true.
First of all, I don't think a theater schedule thinking makes a sound. And second, we were getting along so well today.
Another thing Martin Wilson has taken from us, along with any shot at a Peabody. I'm gonna go slam some Heinekens in my room to create new stories and experiences.
And the Emmy goes to... Get over yourself. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arne Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This one edited by Tim Joyce. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox and production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us online at hellofromthemagictavern.com, Facebook, or Twitter. Special thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. Oh, and if you run into Martin Wilson out there in the world, maybe give him a hug or something. I mean, check with him first, just don't hug him out of nowhere. I think he startles easily.
Sarah.
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 Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.